Right there is Blackberry Smoke in One Horse Town, and we want to welcome back to Iron Country Blackberry Smoke lead vocalist Charlie Starr. Welcome back to the show, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing great. And first off, Charlie, we are so excited to get a chance to see Blackberry Smoke next Friday night at Rockford Rivet Stadium. And I know the fact of not having live music has been tough on all of our listeners and the fans, and it's got to be tough on you guys in the band too.
Yeah, I can't even put it into words. I mean, I just was thinking the other day, 5 months, has it been that long since we played a show? And we went and played some drive-in shows last week, and it was just fantastic.
Well, you know, Charlie, I know a band like you guys, you like to get out and play a lot of live dates. Your fans are like family to you, and not only do you miss getting on the stage, it's not only the financial thing, this is what you guys do, and it's what you love to do, and we are so looking forward to you guys getting out and tearing it up here in the State Line area.
Yeah, I mean, we—that's you're exactly right. That's what we do. We're a live touring band, and I think that my wife is really rethinking marrying me since we've been home.
I bet. It's been
weird.
That time at home—it's strange when you're out on the road as many dates as you guys are. How many dates a year does Blackberry Smoke get out on the road?
Probably between 150 to 200. And that's not including travel days. So, yeah, it was like somebody just turned the switch off, obviously. I mean, everybody's life.
Yeah, it has been crazy.
Changed immeasurably. But, yeah, for touring musicians, it's just like, whoa, okay, who turned it off? It's nuts.
All right, well, you know, I was reading up, I've seen the band many times, and I was reading up on you guys. I see that you formed in 2001 and immediately recorded a first album and hit the road. Now, was the initial game plan for you guys from the get-go to get out on the road and establish yourself as such a great live band as you are today?
I don't think that we knew what we were going to do, but we were given an offer or made an offer from Jesse Dupree from Jackal.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old friend, and he produced our first record. And so we made the record, and he said, hey, here's what you should do. Buy a van or borrow or rent or whatever, but get yourself a van and a little trailer. Put your gear in it and come open for us for the summer. So we immediately went out for a few months. And it was eating bologna sandwiches and scraping up change and, you know, learning how to tour. And we all, for better or worse, we loved it. It was like, oh, okay, well, this is truly a gypsy lifestyle. But, I mean, it's addictive immediately. I don't know if it is to everyone, but for us, we were like, this is what we do. This is home. And it was trial by fire, and we passed, and we've never changed.
Well, you know, Charlie, I remember picking up Little Piece of Dixie and thinking, I have to see this band live. And I caught you, first time I caught Blackberry Smoke was on the Whippoorwill tour. And one of the things that's always impressed me, no matter if I've seen multiple dates on a tour or just one date, I've never seen the same show twice. Is that something you guys strive for each night when you hit the stage?
Yeah, it is. In the early days, you know, we didn't have that many songs.
Yeah.
So, like, the first year that we toured, and we were playing an opening set, which was about 30 minutes, so we played the same thing. And it really got, to us, it really got mundane. It was like, we're playing the same thing every night. Let's do something different, you know? So I think coming from that experience, and then also, we've toured with bands, and I've watched other some bands do the same show every night, night in, night out. And I thought, I wonder if they ever get tired of doing that. But if you go, you know, see bands like the Allman Brothers used to be, or the Grateful Dead, or, I mean, there's tons of examples where bands they change it up. And you think, oh, that's cool. I haven't heard that one before. And that, for me, was really an interesting idea. Like, okay, well, that keeps the band on their toes. And if you get people coming to multiple shows, they don't hear the same thing every night. But in our case now, this 20 years into it, the only drawback is that sometimes I get people say, hey, you didn't do this tonight, you know, and be like, oh, well, sorry, we did it last night. But nobody ever gets angry, not that I know of. Not enough to be like, I hate you because you didn't play, you know, so-and-so.
Well, you know,
I'm sure there are people like that, but
You know, one of my favorite tunes you guys do is Ain't Much Left of Me. And I saw the version you guys did on Farm Aid, I think, when you broke into a little bit of Bob Marley about halfway through. And you guys always look like you're having such a good time. Is it, Charlie, every night when you step out on the stage, are you having a good time? Like it seems it from the crowd as a fan, it seems like you guys are just having a great time.
We are. And I mean, that's playing the music is one thing. We can have like a knockdown, drag out fight during the day, which, you know, that happens with bands. But when we get on stage to play, somehow it just blows all that away. And you know, because the music, you know, playing music with five people or six people, it really is a breathing, living thing. You know, it's in motion. And, you know, one person can't just do it. It's like a basketball team. You got to be all, you know, working together towards this goal. And I don't know. It's like that's the one thing that, you know, you look forward to all day is those 2 hours or however long. And once you get up there and start doing it, it makes you, you know, you're like, oh, I love that dude. I don't hate him anymore. I don't want to punch him right now. I want to give him a hug.
Well, you know, the last time I was fortunate enough to catch one of your shows was at the Coronado Theater in Rockford, and Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick joined you guys on stage to do I Want You to Want Me, and now next Friday night, you'll be playing with his family band, the Nielsen Trust. And back in the day when this all started, Charlie, did you ever think you'd be sharing the stage with guys like Rick Nielsen, a Hall of Famer like that?
I did not, and it's still, those are pinch me moments, you know? Anytime something like that happens, I'm like, what did I do to deserve this? This is just fantastic.
Well, and another thing I wanted to bring up, you know, with the COVID thing going on and the pandemic and the socially distancing, which this show at the Rivet Stadium is what they're calling Distance at the Diamond, which I think is just fantastic for people in the state line to get a little live music. But it kind of puts a damper on your guys' meet and greets, which you do for a very special cause. And you want to talk about the charity that your meet and greet, you know, money goes to, and how fans can still help out with that now that the meet and greets have pretty much been called off?
Well, yeah. When we first started to do meet and greets, we had our drummer, Britt Turner, his daughter is a cancer survivor. And so his family went through the most unimaginable. Well, I mean, there's so many people who go through this, and it's just so tragic, but their daughter was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. So they spent a couple of years in Children's Hospital. And so I think that it was Britt's mission after that experience. And there were so many, during that, our fans and our friends and so many people reached out and gave to their family to help. And not only money, but prayers and love and all positive reinforcement too, you know. But the outpouring of love financially was unbelievable to him. He was blown away. And at one point he was just like, I have insurance, you guys, you know what? Stop sending me money. Thank you. But you know what you can do is send this to Children's Cancer Research. And so that became coming from him initially. I mean, obviously it affected all of us because he's our brother in our band, you know, but coming from him, he said, this is what I'm passionate about, is helping find a cure for cancer, and not only that, you know, but just helping Children's Cancer Research, and so that's where the meet and greet money, a large portion of it goes to Children's Cancer Research and children's hospitals around the country. And we've gone and visited some of those facilities, and I remember in the beginning thinking, do they really want to hear us come and play a song? I mean, is that the last thing on their mind? And he said, no, dude, anything to break the norm of what goes on day to day in those hospitals is welcome. Trust me. And so we would, and it's heartbreaking, you know? So anyway, that's where we figured money is best spent is Children's Cancer Research.
Is there still a way for people to make those donations, Charlie? You know, if our listeners wanted to make those donations?
Yeah, they can. If they go to blackberrysmoke.com, there's information on the website about how you can continue to support that cause.
Yeah, it is such a great cause. I know I had the fortunate opportunity to tour St. Jude's at one time, And I know exactly what you were telling me right there. It is an amazing experience, and any way you can help out children suffering from cancer is a great thing. The next thing I want to talk to you about is your latest release, The Homecoming Live in Atlanta. It was really nice to see bands that are still putting out music for us. And are you guys working on a new studio album, or what are we looking for new music from Blackberry Smoke?
Well, we have a new studio album finished, and I'm excited, man. I can't wait for the world to be able to hear it. That'll probably be obviously next year, early next year. It'll go to the manufacturing process now, which has slowed down quite a bit, thanks to all this too. And but we had that was one good thing about being stuck at home was I wrote a bunch of songs and then, you know, there are some studios that were open and started to do business, and so we ran in up to Nashville with Dave Cobb, who's a great
nice.
Producer, and made a new album, and it is going to kick your teeth out.
I can't wait. Are we going to hear any new stuff next Friday night?
Don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
It's you don't
a,
know?
It's a weird limbo situation, you know.
It'd okay.
Be, it's kind of an odd, because we're not sure when it'll come out. So
okay.
It's we may sneak a song out here and there. We'll see.
All right. Well, Charlie, we appreciate your time this morning. We're really looking forward to seeing you guys next Friday night at Rockford Rivets Stadium. And as always, thanks for taking time to talk to us here on Iron Country.
No, thank you guys for having me always.